The next speaker is Sebastian Muriel, Director General from RED España. We'll find out what Federico will tell us, that what he's going to talk about. But before we're doing this, I just wanted to thank XP of Spain for their involvement in Latin America.
The presentation.
Oh, you haven't ordered it?
What can I put
in the back?
The back.
In the back?
Mm-hmm.
In the back.
Okay. Sorry, the Spanish people arrived late this morning, so we'll have to load the presentation.
Never mind.
But as I was saying, Spain really did a lot of work in Latin America. I was there a couple of times, and this is a huge area also for XPL, and without Spain, we wouldn't be able to do much more in that area, because of you obviously have the advantage of the language there and other things. So, with that, may I ask you to start the presentation?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Okay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for this kind welcome, and my thanks in particular to the local organization here in Munich for arranging this meeting with such a distinguished group. Okay, it's a great pleasure for me, to address this annual meeting of the XPL Association, especially since I'm sharing this honor with many friends here. Okay, so. Okay, I don't know if, yes, it is the presentation already. Okay, so, well, as you may know, I was proposed as head of the XBRL Association in Spain as the president just 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I will take this opportunity also to make one point about the relevance and importance of the work in Spain over the past 4 years. And I would summary also later on in my presentation which are the challenges and what's next year's strategy in our country. Okay. So first and foremost, I want to sincerely thank Federico Flores and their staff for very exceptional quality of their work, of their efforts, and their vision. Okay, Federico, I am well aware that you head a small team with a limited budget, but in this regard you face many of the same constraints that I am facing now. But by building links with international organizations, like today, and with the national government, and also with the private sector, which I think is the key, well, you have leveraged your small resources, okay? But a centrally important challenge of consolidating XBRL in Spain as the standard in financial reporting in our country, okay? Your work here, I think it's a model for the way other international organizations, like all of you, of course, us, it's a model, as I was saying, in working together and how must work together in the future, more on, and we all can learn from your experience and from your team. Okay, thank you very much. So, in Spain, situation right now is that all the banks are reporting to the Bank of Spain in XBRL, and all the companies that are included in the IBEX 35 index report the quarterly statements using this standard. I think that we are doing pretty well here, and that's a very, very good job in the last years in our country. I guess that this is not a dream, but a reality right now in Spain. So far, we are very, 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 very glad of this situation, but we want more. We are looking for what to do in the next years. Today I would like to cover in this brief presentation the importance of an integrated strategy, a new strategy for developing XBRL in Spain, which involves the national stakeholders at the highest level. The aim now is to devise an integrated approach for assisting two kinds of different organizations, medium enterprises and also the local entities in Spain. Okay, they are different, but they are very related one to each other, as we will see now. Okay, so that's the opportunity that we are seeing now in Spain. Okay, both of them, they are key elements in our country to quickly extend XBRL to many other organizations in our environment. Okay, both the medium enterprises interact very closely with the local institutions in Spain, so we guess that this will be a attractor for extending the standard. Okay, which is the business overview here in Spain. The Spanish business is almost small and medium enterprises, as you can see, and we are going to attack, or we are going to try to cover that medium enterprises, okay, that are reporting consolidating groups in terms of financial aspects. On the other hand, the local entities, we have more or less the same picture. The big ones represent a very small number of local entities, but the city council with less than 20,000 inhabitants are around the 95%. So I guess that that's a very, very huge effort, but we will try to attack these two targets. Okay, we're talking about 330 city councils are going to be our target this next year. Okay, so the main reasons for the medium enterprise to use XBRL are the reduction, of course, of administrative charge, reduce the reporting costs, and increase the use of information and communication technologies. Okay. And our strategy is try to implement this reporting standard in corporate enterprises, which are now generating around between 6 and 300 million euros. On the other hand, there are many reasons for the local governments, the local entities, to use XBRL standard in their financial statements. Again, related with reduction of costs, but also increased agility and efficiency in the public administration at this level. Okay. Our strategy is, again, try to go with the autonomous governments and the Court of Accounts in order to get about 330 city councils reporting daily standard, their financial statements in XBRL. Key drivers to consider that we are going to implement the XBRL. Implementation in local and national governments, motivate establishment in the private sector, attacking not only the big companies that right now they are currently reporting in XBRL, but also the medium enterprises, and leadership from a public institution like Red Dot S, which I am the general manager, who is part of the Ministry of Industry. So we are going to push this project as one of the priorities on our in this year. Okay, so we need to go on, as I said at the beginning. Bank of Spain and the Commission has made a very, very good work in order to get all the banks and all the big companies reporting in XBRL, but now it is the responsibility of the government to develop, control, and approve the necessary taxonomies, okay, that allows us to upgrade and to report the financial statements in other entities. Okay, so as part of the Ministry of Industry, our support to this project, our support to XBRL, indeed, it's one of the main projects in order to develop information society in Spain. So we are sure that we are going to work close together with you. Indeed, we have already taken a number of steps to translate this strategy into action, including one pilot in a very small local government. But I guess that the challenge now is to establish this in a huge number of administrations and in a huge number of medium enterprises. On the subject of results, I will be courteous. It is obviously much more difficult to achieve bottom-up strategy to impose top-down solutions. It takes longer, it is messier, and it is more complex also. It involves real small organizations that we are talking about with their real day-by-day problems and fears, and we are aware of that. But it's also the only way that we're going to make durable, and this is the future, and we cannot afford to give up on it. We have already taken an important step. Let us continue to blaze a trail forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the update on XBL Spain. Lots of things being done there, and actually they were the starters actually for the European banking sector starting to build taxonomy. So that was came actually from Spain. We are good on time actually, so I give you an extra 10 minutes to look at the exhibitions there. So if you could be back at 11:15, and so we'll continue with Bob Garnett from the ISB. Thank you very much.